So we're going to get into that CLGB study, but first maybe, Tony, can you paint a little bit of a picture globally of the research that's been done looking at left versus right side and sort of in your own mind how it comes together, and then we'll explore more about the CLGB study.
So I think overall, you know, as Alan alluded to, the whole question of right versus left is not necessarily new. It's something that we've, you know, suspected for the longest time that the right does worse, and primarily for anatomical reasons. You know, when it comes to the knowledge that got us to today to understand that these tumors are prognostically different, but also they seem to, at the biologic state, the predictive element that links to certain therapies behave very differently, came primarily at least from two studies, two large studies. There are a lot of studies that have looked at this ad nauseum, smaller before, and some larger study sets, you know, from Crystal and others that have looked, I mean, a lot of studies that are, but I think the two largest studies that really address the biologic question per se were the standard biologic, standard chemotherapeutics, or CLGB8-0405 and FIRE-3. They both were comparing cetuximab and bevacizumab. The chemotherapy backbone was a little bit more loose, and CLGB8-0405 was investigator choice, it was FOLFIRI. There are a lot of differences between the two studies. I'm sure Alan will talk a little bit more about this. FIRE-3 was a European study, you know, different set of investigators, different patient populations in some ways, different exposures. CLGB8-0405 was a US-based study, which reflects our practices. And I think ultimately it's, from my standpoint, it's the standard. FIRE-3 is interesting and certainly had a lot of good press for it, but CLGB8-0405 is really what we do. And the data that came from it is primarily from patients, reflects our practices, and from my standpoint is the most useful study in terms of helping us determine the issue of sidedness, the issue of EGFR versus VEGF inhibitors.
So Alan, can you talk a little bit about the design of these two studies and the findings and kind of what you think it all means?
So they were both designed, both launched in like early 2000s, 2003. The FIRE-3 was designed with FOLFIRI as the backbone chemotherapy. Each of them were initially designed, and CLGB8-0405 was dealer's choice, physician and patient choice, FOLFOX or FOLFIRI. Three quarters of the patients in 8-0405 had FOLFOX as a chemotherapy backbone. They were both designed without any molecular selection, and each of them was amended in around 2008 when it became clear that RAS status was critical for efficacy of EGFR antibodies. And so the studies thereafter were conducted. The original analysis, FIRE-3, was designed with the primary endpoint of investigator-adjudicated response. That was the primary endpoint. It was a negative study when it was published in Lancet. Just cold negative. I think the response rate was no different. But as over time, as they looked at subsets, first they looked at, of course, these are now only in RAS wild-type patients, ultimately. When they looked at sort of expert review of the scans, and then they eliminated all RAS mutations, and there was an 8-month difference in survival favoring the cetuximab arm. Now, I think the findings are the findings, although it is the case that it's one of the few times where a central review of radiographs led to a markedly different result than had been seen before. It's worth commenting that certainly this was an industry-sponsored study in Europe.